Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our perfect, beautiful family that had us in mind before the creation of the world and has now restored us, brought us back into this wonderful beauty, the beauty of what's in their heart for us, for planet Earth, to help restore it and bring it back to the way it should be. Thank you, Lord, you have promised and you are doing it, and so we look to you and we being encouraged by you again today in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading 1 Corinthians 16 verse 12 to 14. As for our brother Apollos, I have strongly encouraged him to visit you with the other brothers. It was not at all his desire to come now, but he will come when he has the opportunity. Be on guard. Stand firm in your faith, in God, respecting his precepts and keeping your doctrine sound. Act like mature men and be courageous. Be strong. Let everything you do be done in love, motivated and inspired by God's love for us.
Hallelujah. I just like this part here from 13. Be on your guard, stand firm in your faith, and act like mature men. Be courageous, be strong. And let everything be done in love. It's amazing that, you know, when we get into the Word and we are around people like Apollos and Paul, these people that inspire us to know our God and then know ourselves in knowing our God. In knowing God, you find yourself. And so it's the wonderful understanding that the heavenly family had us in mind, let us make man in our image and likeness. And then when we lost it through Adam's transgression, praise God, their love didn't stop. They moved on our behalf and secured a beautiful, perfect salvation where we can come back to the family, back to relationship, and back to obedience. And then play a part in the restoring process. Hey, we got a ministry of restoration. I think of Ephesians chapter 4. It speaks about the God has given gifts to men. It's people like Paul and Apollos and evangelists, pastors, prophets. And what is their whole aim? Is to bring us to the unity of the faith, to the knowledge, to know like God knows, to know what he has in store for us, what they have, the wonderful plan they've got for us. And then it says that we must become mature men. And I love the picture of maturity. You know, we've been so deceived thinking we nothing and we like little devils and we carnal and we arrogant and we proud. That's all the lie that comes from the father of lies, Satan. It goes on to say we must become mature men, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. Now that is mighty and that is beautiful, because the word also says we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love, in the Father, in the family. So the wonderful thing is this goodness, the plan, the original plan God has for you and has for each and every one of us is found in drawing close. And this is why this morning by morning, letting him waken our ears so that we can see like he sees. It's so important because his mercies are new every morning. And this great love is so big. You don't want to be distracted for a moment. And the distractions in this world is there's a lot of evil out there to turn your eyes and your heart away from this mighty love, this mighty, powerful goodness that's been available. So we need to stir ourselves up all the time. I think of Psalm 40, where it speaks about God came and he took us out of that miry clay, out of that waterless pit, and he's put us into the kingdom now, and our rivers of life can be flowing in our hearts, inspiring our souls and refreshing our bodies, and be given out, shared with those around us. And so that is the reality. He's taken us out of that muck and the mire, the lies of Satan, and he's put us on the rock, on Jesus, in the kingdom, built on the foundation of the prophets and the apostles, with Jesus the chief cornerstone. And now we need to sing a new song. But if we're not going to refresh ourselves, walk conscious of God daily, we're going to drift away from this great reality. So guys, the encouragement again is, you know, God doesn't want us to be babes to what is right. He wants us to be wise. He wants us to know what is right. And that's why we need to stay with the Lord every minute, every hour, and walk conscious of Him so that we can be a true reflection of this perfect love that has come, that is available, and that we're walking into a day by day into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, growing, glowing, and going as a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So be blessed to know you are blessed, and stay blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.